Welcome back on 970 and 101.5 FM. When we last left Chad Mortimer, Hanover Horton was nipping Jonesville by about 60 points in the district, and then we're getting set for the district championship game against Homer, and everything shut down. Chad Mortimer, legendary Hanover coach, joins us. And Chad, can you begin to explain this past couple weeks? It's been unbelievable, hasn't it?
It has been. That's a great word for it. It feels like it's been more than just 1 week since we played, you know, that game versus Jonesville, and like you said, trying to get ready for Homer. And it just, you know, at first, you know, I thought, you know, let's play this thing out. But now seeing just how quickly this spreads and, you know, people dying, and it's just, you know, it's all about, you know, the health of everyone right now and doing your part to keep yourself and your family and, you know, safe.
Yeah, let's go. Would you it just doesn't seem right to play those games in front of no fans. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that was the first, you know, MHSA said, let's, you know, empty the gyms and let the teams play it out, which at the time sounded better than not playing. But, you know, like I said, a week into this and it's spreading like wildfire, and no one really knows just how bad it's going to get or how bad this thing does affect you. You know, we see what everybody sees on the news and things, and so it's very unfortunate, and I feel horrible for, you know, my players, the seniors, but everybody that's, you know, any athlete, you know, even spring sports are, you know, canceled. And but it's been tough, and I feel so bad for my guys personally, just because of, I mean, it's a great team, great group of players. They're so unselfish, and, you know, they've, you know, I thought we had a legitimate shot at, you know, getting to the Breslin and then, you know, have a chance of winning this whole thing. So, but, you know, that's not what's important right now with, you know, so many different people getting this, and it's starting to, you know, I was watching CNN this morning, it's starting to hit the younger kids now. So it's scary for sure.
How are, Chad, how are your kids handling it? Probably pretty well.
I mean, it's definitely tough, and they're still holding out hope that, you know, maybe they'll get to play it one day, as we all are. But, you know, until this thing goes away, you know, that's not going to happen. And, you know, you just feel awful for them to, you know, this is what they've been looking forward to, you know, since they were little kids. And now you just get it taken away. But said, sometimes there's more important things in sports, and this, you know, health is one of them.
Yeah, some of these guys have been on the varsity for 4 years and have started for 3 years, so this has been building for a long time. They put in an awful lot of work to get shut out here, really, in the stretch run.
Yeah, they have. You know, Rhett and Luke, Laquettas and Jack and Mitch, they've been here since their freshman years, either right away or brought up halfway through. And you know, it's, you never would have thought you know something like this would happen, and it's been terrible. And you know, you really don't see a end coming in sight for it.
Yeah, now this, you've had a lot of great teams, Chad. This may have been your best, do you figure?
It's definitely one of the best. who knows if it's the best. You know, I don't compare teams, but I think our 2003 team, you know, they were really good. And of course this team, you know, it has all the pieces to win it. And, you know, like you said, the guys have been on varsity for a while. We really upped our summer stuff as far as going and trying to play the best teams in the state. We tried to make our non-conference schedule as tough as we could to get ready for a deep tournament run. And we were playing really good basketball here all season, but especially this last month. And it's just tough to see it taken away that like that.
Yeah, and we might not get back to school, so the seniors may, I don't know how they will handle that if the school year is wiped out and we don't start until maybe the end of summer or fall, how that will be handled. But the seniors miss out on a lot of stuff here in the last month.
Yeah, they do. The seniors in general, not just the athletes, but just everything. You know, I got my daughter's a senior, and, you know, you're talking graduation ceremonies, baccalaureate ceremonies, prom, graduation parties. I mean, you're right. I mean, there's a good chance they won't go back to school. And so it's just, it's definitely life changing. And all we can do is do our part and try and stay healthy and safe and stay away from people the best we can.
Well, it was a heck of a year. You were one basket away from being, what, 21-0?
Yeah, it's been a great year. This group of guys is just so much fun to coach. There's great chemistry. They all got along. They were extremely skilled and talented. We had some great practices just because of how competitive they are. And, I mean, I think we had 9 games of 20 assists or more, which is probably unheard of. We had a couple games over 25 assists in a game. So they really do share the ball and play the game the right way. It's just first time in 20 years of coaching, we never ran one sprint in practice because they showed up to practice. And, you know, we got better by either playing or doing drill work or things like that. We never even had to run one sprint, and that usually never happens.
Well, that game that I saw a couple weeks ago, those guys were just like machines. They were almost robotic, the way they took apart Jonesville, and really they played like that most of the year.
They did. You mentioned the Grand Rapids Union game, and we were a shot away from winning that too, but that was a good team, and you know, we learned from it. But like you just said, I mean, we were playing really, really well as of late, and the chemistry and the sharing of the ball and getting each other open and moving it and doing their part. It was a lot of fun to coach and a lot of fun to watch.
Chad Mortimer with us. Phenomenal year at Hanover Horton. We appreciate Chad for sharing some of those thoughts. Tough one for all the senior athletes, Chad, in the area. It's it's tough, isn't it?
It's really tough, and you don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, everyone's been kind of glued to the TV or their phones to see what's closing down here or any news. I know MHSAA is still leaving a glimpse of hope out there for the players and hasn't canceled the tournament yet. So, you know, on that day after that Jonesville game, we met as a team, and school was shutting down, gym was going to be locked up, so you just had to basically tell your players, you know, on your own, suit in your driveway, get some cardio and strength work in on your own at home, and be ready because we never know.
Hey, Chad, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Greg.
Chad Mortimer, a longtime and highly successful head coach at Hanover Horton.